You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
My prayer for you today is that may you be drawn to the Lord more and more as you ponder on the Word of God from John 12. Just a context, this is after the triumphal entry of Jesus to Jerusalem, just a few days before his crucifixion. Here, he gives an insight to his disciples and to the Greeks who came to visit him about his death. Of course, the people had no idea yet what he was talking about. But here, Jesus said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." In the scriptures, the concept of glory is often associated with the weight or bigness of God. It is the manifestation of who God is and his character. So, to glorify means to be in awe upon the acknowledgement and sight of God. It seems like Jesus is talking about his glorification here, but in his death. Which we might ask, how can you glorify Jesus in his death? Craig Keener of InterVarsity Press writes a poignant commentary on this. It may seem strange to refer to Jesus' death as a glorification, but the death is at the heart of the Son's revelation of the Father. For God is love, and love is the laying down of one's life. So in the cross, the heart of God is revealed most clearly. Selflessness and humble self-sacrifice are seen to be divine attributes. And then in verse 24 comes another beautiful phrase from our Lord. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Here we get an insight on the significance of the dying of Jesus. One way to look at it is that Christ's death bears fruit to a new life. This new life for us comes with Christ defeating death by his death. But there's also another way of looking at it. In some translations, you'll read, if it dies, it produces many seeds. This tells us that this one seed who died, that's Jesus, produces many seeds, and that's us. By his death and through our faith, we now become seeds so that we can also offer our lives, imitate him in dying to sin and dying to ourselves, even dying for God and dying for our neighbor. This is a likely perspective because he proceeded to say, anyone who loves his life will lose it, while anyone who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Just to note, the expression of hating our lives in this world does not really mean hating ourselves. It's a literary expression illustrating how we should be detached from our earthly desires, from our own desires. It's as if it's hate relative to love. Anyway, we find another insight on our Lord's death here in this phrase. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. We learn that Jesus disarmed the enemy, the ruler of this world. The power of the enemy is death, but death loses its grip on us because Jesus lives. Therefore, we can be victorious over this enemy as well. There's no fear of death anymore for us because of the life Christ gives us. One last note. Jesus showed his disciples, though not explicitly, which manner he was going to die. Here he says, "And I, when I'm lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." When Christ was lifted on the cross, which at that time was the most shameful way to die, on one hand, people were drawn to him because many believed that indeed he was the Christ. But on another level, Christ draws men to himself because he shows them who God is. On the cross gives birth to the firstborn from the dead. I can sum that up in the words of Irenaeus, a second century church father. The glory of God is man fully alive. And that man, of course, is Jesus Christ. Jesus is drawing you and is showing you his glory in his death and resurrection. Will you respond to him? Will you say yes to his invitation?
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a Brotherhood of Celibate Men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.